church.
You know what? I even had a hot piece of cake for you.
Problems and an issue have been read. Let me look at it.
They ain't any good.
The problem and issues of what the red. That reminds me so much when I'm out digging through this proposed benefit. The old boy, I've forgotten the author of it. In fact, I've washed my mind out of a lot of stuff I used to read. But he was supposed to be digging in depth of what we are. Well, that's all right, it'll sit right there. So when I come to this statement of the ultimate destiny of thought, that got hilarious. It got hilarious.
What in the world was that in?
That's what I say. I forgot. It was a book. Let's see, a buddy of mine was going taking his master's at the University of Georgia, and he was doing some summer work at the Atlanta branch.
I can hear you.
So he liked a lot of these kids around him. He wanted me. He had to. He's writing a paper. He wanted me to read a portion of this book, this textbook, and explain it to him. He wanted to get me to. And I come to that statement, though. I thought, I said, Rich, his name was Rich. Rich Reese, we called him. I don't know what his first name was. We always called him Rich Reese because he was so rich, made life. I say, I'll tell you what I get out of this. It's just about what that author put in it. A bunch of crap. The ultimate destiny of thought.
You mean that's when you were over there on the campus?
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's been
that's a long time.
That's a long time after.
You didn't have that much sense when you was on the campus.
I had sense enough to question things when I was on the campus. But I did decide I better put down
what the book said.
What they told me. They know.
Let me tell you, you know I hate to put on these clothes.
What?
I can do a whole lot better than old jeans.
What? Don't intrigue me. You bug me in a way.
I can't think.
I want to know what you're up to.
I can't.
What are you trying to prove?
I can't think in these old.
Can't think.
Clothes.
Well, I didn't know now that you thought in that region.
But in them jeans, I can get along pretty well.
What are you trying to think out?
Nothing. I was just thinking I was going to get in the car and we're going somewhere, and if I had my jeans on, I'd be a lot more, feel like I had my, I'd be a lot better shape.
A lot better shape. Somebody might need space shoes for
yes. That's
an
it.
An imposter, you know.
That's it.
Take a shot at you.
That's you got to have a uniform.
Mm-hmm.
No. Garment, let me tell you, I don't have it all straight, but you see, I picked up a right smart from I Talk Saturday, wasn't it?
There wasn't too much talking, though, was it?
When was that, Saturday?
Sunday, Saturday. I forgot when that was.
Saturday, Saturday.
Well, anyhow, Sunday, Saturday. Yeah, now you really got some buddies down there.
Down where?
Chiefland. Down there.
Oh, what would we talk about? We run our horns loud around here in so many different
fashions. Well, now you see, you got Charlie Atkins.
You know old Charlie?
No.
He's introduced you to Charlie.
I wish you would.
Well, is he a millionaire too?
You don't know what Charlie. I don't know what Charlie's worth. Charlie ain't broke.
Yeah.
And I don't imagine he's counted his money lately. He has to dig it up. Charlie made a lot of money on the sly, you know, on blind money that he can't put in no bank.
Yeah.
Moonshining and other things. But that's the thing, is to say, you don't
turn yourself.
It's kind of like I was sitting in Williston the other day, and I was down there, look up some addresses. But Laura Rutland, he's an insurance company. Go ahead and pull it in there. I was talking to Laura. Laura used to be on my committee. I declare I'm going to buy y'all some water. I put enough in there to fill that cup up. Now it's too strong. What's the matter? Your pump don't work?
No, I don't ever get a full cup. I'm saving with my water.
Saving with your water?
Yeah, I just take a look.
Saving with your water?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about your hair? You Yeah, now don't get shook up over some of this crap that might shoot around here, because he's been hanging around some pretty wild bunch, and you have to run fast and stay ahead of them.
Just
thank you, Bully Harrison, Bud Gideon, Old Man Williams. Poor old Clyde, you don't know this crew, so I can tell you. He's kind of been sweet good the other night. They got a poker club, you know, around. They play it Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
Yeah. Yeah, a bunch of old retired feathers. And,
oh, that's, I called in on Wednesday night, didn't I?
I don't go play with them. Well, you called up there for him or something?
No, I called you. That night I called you.
Oh, that was, yesterday was Wednesday, wasn't it?
Well, anyhow.
I don't ever go play with him. Anyway, Charlie McCauley, he's a retired executive of the Swift Packing Company. Well, he's quit smoking.
Yeah.
And he's got a fanatic on the subject.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, Clyde and Justin.
He don't like any.
No, they play at his house. Oh, Charlie was a losing. It's a quarter poker game, you know, quarter limit. It's a real wild. It's like the one my brother had in Lake City. Well, he just grumbled and said he lost 85 cents because he almost stayed up all night.
Oh, God.
But anyway. Clyde stole a couple of pots from him. He is accustomed, been raising sand about them cigars. And says, I couldn't sure damn thing around you with all this damn smoke if y'all wouldn't smoke up the place.
Yeah.
It's a shame a man can't play in his own house without somebody smoking it up. Well, that didn't do so good with Clyde. He said, Charlie, I don't have to say anything about smoke. Yeah, that's about God, you know. Well, I won't be like. I guess they'll play around at Justice's now. Justice sold his home.
Oh, did he?
Well, he lives over. He and
wife. Oh, he's the one that sold that high price place.
Well, man, Justice still got some high price property, too. Stole it while he was president of the bank. He lives in those apartments back in there behind me. Well, it's off of 16th.
Yeah.
You know, whatever the street is, but it's behind the vet's hospital in there.
Yeah.
And turn just come and go and. Southwest, going out of town, you turn left just before you get to the hospital thing.
Now he can pay his rent and upkeep out there for what his upkeep cost him, and less of that.
That's right. And only just he and his wife.
And he didn't need that big house.
No, he didn't need it at all. Oh, but Justice owned a good bit of land around, didn't he?
But now let me tell you, Charlie White picked things up and he can't put the money in the bank.
Who is that?
Charlie Atkins.
Charlie Atkins is moonshine.
Yeah.
He can't declare that income. He can't show that money. But now he'll tell you he's broke.
Well, what does he do? Just keep it honest?
He even put wood business now.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. Like all the rest of that bunch down there. And he's a it's Southeastern Spirits and Turpentine Company has got him hired too. There's a big turpentine steel. They quit distilling turpentine now down there. So we've known it all, as far as I can remember. It was 6 miles still. It's just exactly 6 miles from Chiefland.
And that's out of business now.
Well, they don't still own the land, but they ship all the raws back up to one of the plants in Georgia. And Charlie's been with them for years and years. He's caretaker and overseer of their operation.
Oh.
A pretty good salary. And plus, that gave him access to all those woods down in there, so you know, it's the ideal place to run moonshine.
So he is a temptation.
Well, he's raised up raising it. His daddy, before he made it, old man Fred Atkins. Yeah, they come back out in West Florida, up around.
And he not timid. He don't mind.
No, he don't mind talking about it. So.
Well, would he talk with some fella like me?
Yeah, oh yes.
If I'd ride up with you and come back every now and then, he'd sit down and talk a little?
Oh, yeah, in the office.
Is that right? Well, now, that's what, you know, that big time stuff you were talking about last time, that sort of scared me. See, I'm not interested in the law side of it.
Well, my brother-in-law was, he was the law man.
Yeah.
But now, I've never had a badge on my life, never would put one on. I couldn't turn the key on another member of the human race. I just couldn't deprive you of your freedom. So
well,
I know it's got to be done, but so I'd rather somebody else to do it.
Well, now, when did they round them up?
Well, I was
in
Atlanta.
And you read that in the newspaper when you was in Atlanta. That's
yeah,
52?
Yeah. I was trying to remember when that was. I went up, that was in the late 50s.
Yes. He's been up there, right,
Mark? Yeah, I've been up. I didn't go up there 53.
Yeah. And you was there 12 years?
No, 6 years.
And then you come back to Beaver County?
Beaver County.
Which is with the same outfit?
No, I quit Uncle Sam in 1952. I was with them 11 years. Got him on. He went to work.
Well, now you were with the agricultural some sort of administration.
I was with the Farmers Home Administration.
Farm and Home Administration.
Mm-hmm.
For
11 years.
11 years. But when did that start?
What are you trying to do, Doc? Figure out how old I am? I'm damn near as old as you are. No, I started working with him in 40.
After
February 40. Of 41.
Oh, right at the beginning of the war.
Mm-hmm. Beginning of World War II.
That was almost back in the Depression days, wasn't it?
That's getting right out of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were cleaning up all them old...
Yeah, that's right.
And you were with them 11 years.
11 years.
41 to 53.
Well, 50, actually, 52.
52. Mm-hmm. 41 to 52.
About 11, 10, 11 years.
And that was the Farm and Home Administration. That's Henry Wallace's. What?
Well, Henry Wallace, they had an old, what they call a relief program back down during the Depression. That was one of Roosevelt's brainchilds. Then they developed they called it the Farm Security Administration. Then they changed the name to Farmers Home Administration. It's not been changed since, I don't think. You know, they changed the names of those programs quite consistently.
Yeah.
I never forget the soil conservation, as we used to know it, the SCA. They changed their name a couple of times, and the last time they changed it to the Agricultural Stabilization Service. That let actually happened. They even had gone through everything until they got the stationery. Brother, that shook them.
Yeah.
They changed it right there, so this won't work. So now it's the Agricultural Stabilization.
ASC.
It's ASC, what does that C stand for?
Commission, I don't know.
It's something other, but they had to get that association out of there right there. Somebody, I said, well, it kind of puts you boys like back where you're supposed to be, but we didn't want nobody to know it.
Well, now, is Charlie White...
Charlie Adkins.
I mean, Charlie Adkins, no country fella?
Hey, just about as country as he can get.
He don't change.
He don't change.
He don't want to change.
No, I haven't. He's not going to change.
Well, he sounds like the kind of fella I'd love to talk to.
Well, you'd enjoy it, Charlie.
But now, Luther White is an office man.
No, Luther White got to be in construction. He, his daddy... Old man Henry White from West Florida. He was a school teacher. Country school teacher.
Yeah.
Pretty good. He got to be county superintendent of public instruction for that. Luther was a wild boat. I don't use this often. He tried to stay out of school. The old man wouldn't let him. He tried to do like the rest of the kids, drag his feet. But the old man would transfer him over to him. He'd have kids. But Luther would run away from home. He'd get over there to Bronson with an old fellow named Craps, Peter Claude Craps. Now, he's another That's old man Peter Claus, one of the richest men in the United States. The old man, and then the young Peter Claus, the boy, which was, he's now an old man. But they kind of like young Luther, and they harb him around out there in them woods. So and Henry catches him. But in World War II, he got to be, he went to the CBs. He liked construction.
Oh, he could do that.
Oh, yeah. But he was old enough to. And so he saved his money, and he come back home. He went to work with Mack McCloud. He'll be McCloud Construction Company out of Orlando at that time.
Yeah.
And, but he eventually bought him one old dump truck, started subcontracting rock hauling, and another one. Kept growing, and old man Peter Claude liked him. Eventually got married. He married Frank Marshman's daughter, the old representative.
Yeah.
And Luther worked day and night. Hard work. He got him a road grader. Picking him up a little equipment here and yonder. And he knew road building. He learned it. And his daddy-in-law got him one little contract. He made some money. And there he kept riding. He worked his politics right. And since World War II, Luther got to be one of the wealthiest men in the state.
Hmm.
One of the biggest construction men in the state. Now, he didn't know. White Construction Company. I guess Luther's worth $12-15 million.
Well, he acts big then.
No, Luther, you seldom ever see him. He still works day and night. If you want to see Luther White, you get up 6 o'clock and go see him.
Is that right?
That's right.
You mean they haven't outgrown them old ways?
No. Luther, he built him a fine home. His family's got anything they want.
Yeah.
Within reason, he makes his kids work.
Yeah.
He puts Nancy in the first boy through school. Wesley and the second daughter has dropped out. They won't go to school.
Yeah.
But.
I would either.
Well. Doc, it's kind of like Abraham Lincoln said. You know, when his old country friend there says, Abe, says all this learning going to help you make a living? No, he says it didn't. He says it's going to help me know what to do with a living when I get one made. Now, that's,
What happened to your brother-in-law? Star,
he got killed in an automobile wreck out in West Florida.
That one connected with it.
No, he was going out to Pensacola on a case, and the drunk drive, all people, the drunk drove into him.
Yeah. But that
wasn't
associated with the...
No, he didn't get shot. I figured he would eventually.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He got killed.
Well, you know, a fella they like, and, you know, talk to, they don't...
They didn't too many like Star. Charlie goes on. He dreaded him, no kids, you say. But there's good friends. Charlie was just slick. So, but Starry would have put him in jail. Hey, you didn't buy him, see.
Yeah.
But
he'd still come around and talk to you.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Well, that's more than they'll do now, Gorman.
Yeah, well, Tom, the boy that Star trained is in charge of this area now. He's a village district man.
Oh.
And you seldom ever see Tommy. I don't think they mess with it too much anymore.
No. All you gotta do is check around those little helicopters or little scout planes.
Well, the old boys has got pretty slick with it now. It's a little bit more complicated than that, you know. With the advent of gas, I know I had one brother-in-law in Lake City, he had owned a gas company, bottle gas company. Pyrofax gas, I believe is what they call it. He sold a lot of gas over to McClinic. That's a big bootleg section over around the clinic. I cook it with this gas. He said, I don't make no smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Well, every now and then, Star would be in and be made him a raid. Nick Mantle, my brother-in-law, that's the Star. I wish you'd leave my customers alone. Because I hadn't sold $100 worth of gas over in the clinic in a month now. You're watching them too close. You better get you some customers and some other line of business. And getting water, see, is a problem. You've got to have sufficient water to keep your cars cool.
Yeah.
to keep the condensation going on.
Well, it looks like that'd be simple with the deep wells they got.
Well, it takes a lot of water, and you've got to pump it. Now, if you put up a windmill,
yeah,
and spot that, you put up a gasoline engine to pump it. You can hear that putting all over the country. If you put up if you use electricity, you've got to pull it off out there, and you've got so you can be traced to that, so you have fun. Charlie had a pretty good little thing going. He had him a portable pump. He'd move it from one creek to the other, see. Lordy, mercy.
Now that's what I like.
You want to get in the moonshine business?
I just love to see.
Where was you raised?
Well, down in Tennessee, but
which part, man?
Western part.
Western part.
But I just think it's too bad they don't let them make it.
Well, they do. They make a lot of it. Snuffy Smith and a little bunch of Tennessee boys make a lot of moonshine. I know he'll forget one time I was working. You know where a foreigner, Turtle Town, Duck Town, Benton. If you know those towns,
mm-hmm.
You do,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's the corner.
Yeah. Copper Hill. Well, I sold everybody in an area, but one of them, my old Uncle Bob Cole, was right on the Georgia line, Caseville, across the river. And Uncle Bob, he was on the my house. I said it in aluminum on about 7 minutes. And if I measured up everything with the back in, I said, Uncle Bob, you need them back there. He says, I want them back there. I said, well, that's an old, you can't go back there. He said, I got a bad note. I said, Uncle Bob, you can tie that note. I said, you can't go back there. He said, all right. I said, I'll measure it. I said, yeah, throw them in. You know what I mean. Hell, I can measure as good as you can. I can see. Now, yeah, but you don't know what to make. Oh, you ain't going back there. I said, all right, that's your house. If you want to bring the measurements, now, Uncle Bob, if it don't fit to yours, remember that. But I ain't going to eat them. Oh, I'm going to pay them bills. They don't fit them, dog. He went back there and measured the bag. I'm like, hey, I guess it fit. Boys carried him up and let him get back there for the month. Well, I was back up there about a month or two from then. They done caught Uncle Bob. He had 31, they caught him with 31 pints of whiskey in an old washing machine back there, back behind that house. And we were sitting around out there with a big restaurant, juke, whatever you call it, out over in Georgia. That's where all the boys come out there. They were talking about Uncle Bob, and the jury had convicted him. And Uncle Bob was having to do some time. And I got over, I said, you sorry, so-and-so. I said, every damn one of you's made moonshine. And now y'all lacing poor Uncle Bob Cole. One or two of you was on the jury. Why don't you hang it up? Well, hang on, we'll push off. You know, you're a bunch of dirty. We don't give a damn about him making moonshine, but he was making the best and worst rotten gut. We couldn't drink it. And he wouldn't quit.
Well, now let me tell you.
He's making
too
sorry a
stuff. Let me tell you, the Rawlings, Juanita's mother's family was Rawlinson. And old Grandma Rawlinson lived up until late 50s. And she got a name through this whole country for making butter and talking and raising cows and things like that. She well, now,
who's it?
Rawlinson.
Rawlinson.
You would have heard of him sooner or later. Well, anyhow, they moonshine, and Tuckmack was telling me about it until his wife heard him, and she told him not to. But I tell you, they made good stuff.
Yeah, well, that's what they don't know Uncle Bob about. He was making good stuff, see?
And
so
that was community service, you see?
Good
service
community.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the reason is set on it now, beats state and county and the federal government out too much tax.
Yeah.
That's the only, you know, the tax division is what the Treasury Department is what handles it. It's not T-men, it's, I mean G-men, it's T-men.
Yeah,
the Treasury
yeah.
men
yeah.
is a beverage boy.
Yeah.
say that revenue was at Snuffy Cove.
Well, they got all the advantages now. They can go to the post office and find out who wrote you the last letter. Let me tell you, Gorman. Now, Billy Patterson not in that crowd.
No, Billy Patterson inherited it.
Yeah.
He was the Pat Mack Lumber Company, Guntown, Old Man Gun. See, Autocrat, Guffhammock used to be known as Guntown.
Oh.
As an old, the old original man was Gun. And they had a hardwood mill in there, and a pine mill. That sawmill country was basically all in. That's what it has been ever since. My daddy was a sawmill man. That's all he knew. Of course, he always had him a little peat-patch farm, a pretty good size farm, but he didn't know no farmer. He was a sawmill man. He got in the construction business. He went broke in the Depression. Never did come back out of it. He was raised off of four where I was. So older sisters above me, they had it pretty good. But the Depression hit this country a little bit later than it did the rest of the country. It must have been.
And it hit.
It hit hard.
If you had, if you didn't owe anything, you'd owe right.
Yeah, well, he did owe something. That was his problem.
Yeah.
And didn't owe much, but what wasn't much when he was riding the crest, he could have paid his most any week.
Yeah.
But when you wake up one morning and all your banks broke, what money, your assets are frozen, and I mean to the point where they dissipate, gone.
Yeah.
And no worry, no nothing. You but can't sell what you got.
I remember people who didn't have much at all, and they just rode through the cities.
Yeah, well, we got by.
Anything to them.
What I mean, we had that farm. We moved back on the farm. We eat good, fed a lot of people on that highway. They lost their farms in the North Country, you know, in the Midwest and out in there, and they were just beating us down wherever they could.
Oh.
We fed a lot of people because we always had plenty of stuff growing, and we never turn anybody away. No.
What was the Ocala Farm and Water Association? That's not it. Don't you know Bryce?
Ocala Land and Lumber Company.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's Buren Bryce. Was an officer in there. Buren. Buren's made some money. He's brother-in-law to Luther White. You know, he married one old man Frank's daughter. But now Carl is the brains of that outfit.
Yeah.
Carl's old man. That's Carl. And just as chinchy as he can be.
Carl is.
Oh, Lord.
Well, now, that Ocala Farm and Lumber
Land and Lumber Company.
Land and Lumber Company goes way back.
Yeah. They own a lot of stuff in Meade County. I did. See, the Ocala Land and Lumber Company sold some stuff. Georgia Pacific bought out Pat Mack, bought out old Guffhammock. And Billy Patterson was the principal, was the president of that. He was the main principal involved. I guess Billy Pat had to work around what he owned the bulk of it. And because the McKinnises had gone, and just where Eddie, the boy that was the son to the old man McKinnis, you know, it was Patterson McKinnis Lumber Company, the father's. And then Billy Pat was might have been the only child, although there might have been others. But you see, they was well above me, and I don't remember them too well.
Yeah.
I remember little Eddie McKinnis, he was just a few grades ahead of them. But they left, and I don't know what happened to them.
But now, what kind of outfit was that?
Who, Ocala Land and Lumber Company? They was a land holding company.
Yeah. And then the moguls down there sort of worked together in that?
Well, the moguls always worked together, Doc. The holding companies, you just never know who owns them.
Yes.
You see, it's like we was talking about this tax dodge thing. I got a bunch of land out here, and I want to buy other land. I want to go out and buy your little patch of timber, okay? I'm a Patterson McKinnis Lumber Company representative. You won't sell to me, except you want to hold me up, see? All right, I put me a front man up out there somewhere. Some local yokel he's interested in buying, and he watches, and he not only does he buy land, he steals land. They steal land through the tax books and delinquent taxes and such things as that, and deaths and families and estates. But he fronts in, and we've got a holding company in another town. Well, he buys for this holding company. It's my company. It's the Moguls. And say, I got some brother that I got him over here, a good friend. But we have to incorporate, you know, to keep the government off you as an individual. So we have several corporations. Right off, I win is on one, I lost is on the other. So that's how those things get started, but they continue to grow and grow and grow. And the Ocala Land and Lumber Company, you know, it was a holding company. Now, so they just who, and they're still in existence, they're not gone. Just who they belong to and what. They got to be a corporation in their own right, see, and they bought up lands, and they'll sell it. They'll sell the timber lot rights to such milling companies that this one cut it or that cut it. And so you never know exactly how they, it's a big business, gets to be pretty entangled.
You're not dealing with anybody.
That's right. You're dealing with a corporation which has got the authority to act as an individual. And if you sue, you have to sue the corporation. If they go broke, you don't get the president anymore, or the secretary of the treasurer. I don't care how much money they might have, you have got to get what the corporation's got. And so that's a big reason why business operates that way. It's a self-protection.
You know, that'd be nice to be in.
A lumber business?
That Ocala.
Well, it was if you could have got with it back when it was growing, but they're liquidating now.
I mean connected with something like that, because then you would know everything that went on.
Well, you better believe you wouldn't. They don't let you know that employees don't know nothing. If you did, what good would it do you? Like Georgia Pacific, now, if I'd have been in a stock plunger and could have gotten the options, I'd have left to bought some Georgia Pacific stock about 2 years ago. Well, they split since then. But I'm not a speculator. I care too much for have to watch the stock market. It's a good thing to watch, I reckon, if you just do. But I'm not interested in gambling. I might play a little bit in a quarter poker game or something like that, but
you know, Keller's got a lot of big wigs, too.
Oh, yes.
You know, the fellow down here, that's Christian, used to run, he started out down here at McIntosh.
Floyd Christian?
Huh?
Floyd Christian, yeah, he's from over in that somewhere. The Christians, though, not a big name in Marion County. The Carmichael, the Camps,
yeah.
Edwards,
yeah.
People like that, Davidson.
Yeah.
McKay's.
Well, now look, as much goes on and as rich as they are, why are they so dead set on this canal across Florida?
That I don't know, Doc. Now, that canal has been a bone of contention ever since I can remember. Roosevelt sired that program as an emergency measure to create employment.
Yeah.
It was to be a ship canal. Now, the Army engineers at that time and the Defense Department said that it would be a good defense ditch. We could get our warships back into and hide some of them up in there. Well, we've outgrown that now in our present state of if we ever was to get attacked, we don't need any ships with the atomic era that's invaded us, we might say invaded us. Because none of us asked for it. It was thrust upon us. War is a tremendously different affair today. And if we ever have war on our shores within the confines of our country, which we ultimately will, it's not a standpoint of saying whether we will or won't. It's a standpoint is just when. Such thing as a shipping canal is just not needed. So it's been a political football. So they bought the state of Florida, they think, this last time into the Republican camp with that canal. I heartily agree with the ecology boys and girls that it would be one of the most disastrous things we could do. We've got no economic value to us whatsoever. And when you speed up a stream, when you divert natural course of water, and you speed up a stream, you have done away with the plant and marine life that's in it. You take the Kissimmee River, for example. It's a dead river now. It used to just one of those meandering, lazy things down in there. Well, they ditched it and controlled it, run it into there, and our Everglades is almost a thing of the past.
Yeah.
Now, we're not going to say that man's going to come back and reverse the trend. He's gone too far. When he used to fly our big planes out of Honolulu, out of the Hawaiian Islands to this, to the Pacific coast, there was a point of no return. When your fuel would carry you past that point, there is only one direction you can safely go, and that's straight where you're going.
Yeah.
If you turn around and go back, you're going to be a little short. So we have reached that in that respect. We've reached it in so many of our other streams. You take now Hans Tansler and Hayden Burns is having a dog fight over the mayor's job in Jacksonville. I would vote for Tansler if I was up there because he is doing his best to do something to the St. John's River, one of the best rivers in the United States for my money. St. John's is a good river. It's absolutely worthless, you might say, except for Hudson Pumpkin, EID Point Demers Company, Space Hub Company. The mighty Mississippi, they don't kid ourselves, it's gone, what do they call it, the colon of this nation. That's the common term used for the mighty Mississippi. How long would it take to divert it back to a good stream? How long would it take to put Rice Creek back, one right here under our nose? See, all this crap, gets us sick of these. I know most of those boys on the city council, and I'll declare they haven't got sense enough to get in out of the rain. Now that's over it, too. That compost business, I have heard it. It smells worse. All you have got to do with anybody's waste is build you a big furnace up and burn it. That's all.
Grandma, the thing of it is, Florida, a few $1 million ain't as important as those canal people make it.
Well, your core of the thing about government, and it used to make me so sick. These boys are sitting over here in the ivory tower, the Corps of Engineers. They'd run a lot of work to do. They've got to keep these ditches dug. They've got to keep these projects going. They have got a lot of pull.
Oh, yes.
So, who could care less for Central Florida, whether there's another duck, goose, or what? We have got to pay a patronage. Despotism, you know what the word means? Somebody controls a bucket full of votes. Somebody controls a bunch of the mafia crooks. That's the trouble with the federal government. It's not only the trouble, it's the trouble with you boys right up there. You couldn't change one of you for hell or high water.
That's right.
You couldn't change that curriculum. It don't. Do y'all give a damn about the boys and girls?
Well,
No.
Yeah. Well, it looks so petty.
It is.
And they get. Well, anyhow, let me tell you, Gorman, we got to be on our way. Right. But I want to ask you. You haven't had a good peppy president here since
since Harry Truman.
No, I mean at the university.
Oh no, since John J. Tiger.
Yeah.
Now, don't misunderstand me. Those boys, you
all
say,
nice.
Say
all
James,
nice.
J. Wayne's right is as good a friend as I had.
Oh, yes.
He's one of the finest men I ever knew.
Yeah.
Dr. J. Hillis Miller was a fine man. I don't remember him as a president. And this boy, Stevie is a good kid. But Stevie has got just about as damn much backbone. There's a jellyfish. J. Wainwright's quit for one reason. I know why he quit. He couldn't do... See, Wright was an old ag boy. He's open for suggestions. But right's right and wrong's wrong. There's no middle course.
Yeah.
There's no compromise.
Is that right?
And he couldn't. Well, there isn't any me.
Yeah.
There's no you reason. What, wouldn't it be beautiful if the doctor come in and told you, well, you know, we almost saved your mother's life or your old child's life. We almost saved his life. That's a hell of a consolation, ain't it?
Yeah.
What if your daughter come in and says, Pa, I'm just a little bit pregnant. This damn compromise makes me sick.
Yeah.
You did or you didn't.
Yeah.
Now, these kids that's a-ripping and snorting around here, we've got to lean over backwards for the blacks. We've dropped our scholastic entrance exam.
Yes.
So get niggers in.
Yes, you get it.
Well, we won't tell the truth, though. Well, you know what the problem is. We've got a race problem. What if we had the... I come out here and I'm a painter. I've got two colors of paint. Got plenty of black, and I've got plenty of white. You want it painted black, she wants it white. And you'll argue, and you argue, and you argue. Well, I'm wasting my time around here. I need to get to work. So I catch y'all off out yonder brawling, and I accidentally kick the bucket of black over into the bucket of white. What have I got?
Mulatto.
I've got a mulatto. And we don't got no color problem, though, do we?
No.
Okay, that's the damn answer to it. That's what they're driving for.
Yeah.
Nobody tells the truth. What was the Civil War over? Free the slaves? Bull. Now, you professors won't tell the truth about that.
No.
The historians won't tell the truth about that. The poor, poor nigger was just happened to be the tool they used.
Yeah.
It was an economic situation.
Yeah.
What's this Korean mess we got over here? What's this Vietnam mess? You boys won't tell the truth about it.
Well, let me tell
we
you.
Know what it is. It's
Tiger would stand up.
Tiger would tell you the truth if you knocked him down. He run that university, and I'm going to tell you what's the truth. Suppose we'd had a little bunch of crap like we had in the athletics, but you know the athletics days took over the university, took over the nation.
Yeah.
What if some little pipsqueak junior or sophomore had got up this dicky business?
Yeah.
Didn't it smell sweet? It smelled just about like the compost business here in the city council. And then here, just because he happened to be a kind of a star forward, we could call him, that's what the old country editor's about the best of all, he was a star forward. So he puts all this jazz in the paper. John J. Target would expel him the next day. I don't care what a big shot he was. It doesn't matter. You either shape up or ship out. Now, that's all it was to John Target.
They couldn't kick anybody out anymore. They'd be afraid to even have a thought.
John Target would have took the chairman of the Board of Regents if it had one out and told him where to go. He said, now, if you want my job here, do you? But until
so,
you get me a letter of official firing me, I'm going to run this university. I'm going to run it right. I'm going to run it right.
So Wright's got tired of compromise.
Now, Dr. Wright just couldn't. He could not compromise. There was nothing a little bit pink to Dr. Wright. It was either full red or it was full white.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to commingle it, so he just quit.
He was a good ag man.
He would have been one of the best presidents this university ever had if he could figure to run it like he was supposed to.
Yeah.
But
He come at the wrong time.
Yeah. Stevie O'Connell's he's a political pawn. That's all he is.
With ideals.
He's a yes man. Stevie don't even have too many ideals. You don't have time to have them. That's right. See, I've been knowing Steve O'Connell ever since I can remember. If he's got them, he keeps them quiet because he's going to play both sides against the middle. What's all this controversy now in your budget about? The Board of Regents. What's all that jazz about? Everybody, some little Tom, Dick, and Harry politician is wanting to tell somebody how to run some. When they fired that professor for his foolishness, and then we've got this crap coming in on us and pushing us around, would you have took that? You would?
Oh, yes, I'd have took it. Yes, I sure would and just swallowed it.
You would have, huh?
Yes, if I'd stayed, wouldn't I?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't have stayed.
No,
there's a time when I don't think, Doc, that I don't think that fireman. Now, all right, what about this mess, the rock festival out there on the football field?
Yeah.
Your gator growl, did you go?
No.
You should have went. You're part of the system. You should have went.
Did you go?
No. I know what was coming.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Our four-letter words, and I know as a kid say, let's talk. You talk, we all know what it means, why not say it? We all know what BM means, too, but are we going to talk about it here in front of the
everybody?
Sure, we know what it means. And when a president will namby-pamby and let that crap go on.
Yeah. He just sort of squirms and sidesteps.
Squirms and sidesteps and
squeezes
his,
wears them out. Huh?
Wears them out. And the taxpayers have got enough of it, but your taxpayers don't count.
Who's full of warrants?
Fuller Warren was a big mouth governor. My brother-in-law's buddy. He is a good orator, but he was governor one time. He's a lawyer in Jacksonville. Fuller made us a good governor.
Yeah.
Took a long time for people to realize it, but he did. Yeah. Old Hayden Burns made us a good governor. Takes a long time to realize it, but he did.
Did he?
Yep. Yeah. Hayden Burns done some things that if he got some things started, he didn't last long enough.
Yeah.
Hayden Burns is a tremendous powerhouse. He's a driver. He put the city of Jacksonville where it is right now.
He did?
Yes, sir. The city of Jacksonville was a dead issue, but Hayden Burns got to be mayor. He is an industrialist. He's a driver. But now I'll tell you one thing. Old Hayden's going to, by God, get his pound of flesh while he's at it.
Oh.
But?
Well, what beat him as governor was that big bond issue.
That's right.
They had no confidence in him.
They had confidence in Hayden Burns, and Hayden Burns and the bond issue was right, Doc. What people is tired of is this. We're tired of it. You're tired of it. I'm tired of it. You notice how the referendums on your school bonds are going down the drain in every county? You notice how the people are turning their backs on those bond issues and voting them out? Why? Look, let's take my little county down there. You've got your superintendent and a half a dozen under him. Then you've got a federal coordinator at $18,000 a year.
Yeah.
Then in each school, you have got teachers, you've got your principal, plus several assistants and a coordinator.
Yeah.
You've got the, whenever you add up the money, you're spending a tremendous amount of money.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to hire a high school graduate, put him to work.
Yeah.
When you ask a kid, look at him, say, what's 4% of 50? What's the square root of 9? You sit there and interview one of them. Well, her and I went so-and-so. Now, that's a high school graduate.
Yeah.
And that kid can't even read.
Yeah.
If you throw a simple arithmetic problem to them, they don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
As I say about this one down there, it was wasting my money. Couldn't even equate a simple thing to get 3% of 1,000 out of 1,000. And that was 100. I says, honey, here. $1,000 equals 103%. X equals 100%. That's what I want done. What you mean? Now we're sick of that. Your plant.
Yeah.
The plant, the manufacturing plant, is judged by its product. I don't know who that's, Zena. When Zena starts putting out a television set, is sorry. As our high school graduates,
yeah,
we'll quit buying, see?
Yeah.
We're going to quit buying these graduates.
Yeah.
We're going to quit buying these school programs.
Yeah.
You've got more damn silly, no good nothings in our school programs today that's costing a small fortune. It right out here.
Yeah, I was going to take this along and give you an example of some of that. I wanted you to show you see what they see. Fuller Warren was just a one-term governor.
That's right. Well, at that time, that's all you could be.
And he was a big mouth?
Well, I call him big mouth. He's a good speaker. Fuller Warren wasn't. He's a good governor.
And he come from University Law School?
I was trying to remember Fuller. Yeah, I believe he did graduate here. He and my brother-in-law's brother, Bud Starry's brother, we call him Babe Starry. If you've been here 10 years, you've heard of Babe Starry, probably. Starry, B.K. Roberts. Reesebo and the five men that control the state, really. The five shysters up in Tallahassee. I see BK now, he's a Chief Justice of the State Supreme Court. that was the five lawyers that pretty well run the show.
Who are they?
Well, that's BK Roberts, Reese Bowens, Babe Starry, and Hall. He's still out there. What's Hall's first name? What's the other one? There were five of them. But Babe's dead. Reese, I think, is gone. The one took Miller Caldwell's old office. See, Caldwell started that clique. He's no Tennessee boy. Come down here with the seat of his britches.
Yeah.
He's a smart fellow. He is a smart fellow. But, you see, in Miami, what is controlling us now, out of Miami, if we didn't but realize it, we could vote Dade County in a block. Dade County carries 30% of the state's vote. You don't have that in Tennessee. You've got about four big towns in Tennessee, but if Memphis could control your vote.
It did for
a long time through radiation. But if Dade County could, if you could just make them all vote alike, it could run the state.
Yeah.
But your mafia, your syndicate, we don't kid around about that. It owns this state. That's another thing that's got us sick, too. Your local law enforcement is so crooked. This numbers racket, your football parlays, your Belita, your bank night, or what, not bank night, that used to be in the theater, what, a Saturday night, or night house, or, this numbers racket, it's rampant throughout the United States, this state's just full of it. When they let such things as this hood that, and they wrote some big something in the Sunday paper about him walking the beach, he's supposed to be head of this crime syndicate. Everybody knows it. Every child on the street knows who's peddling it to stuff, and yet the law thinks it makes you awful sick. And as I say, when you get back to your campus, 50% of that stuff aren't students. Such thing as you, he used to be a dog man. This old thing, Bob Satterley, I helped run him out of Lee County. Where is Bob Satterley? Up here going to school. When they had the demonstration at Tigard Hall, who did you see out there? Old Bob Satterley. Nothing. Old Lady Thomas. Now, why couldn't somebody stop? I'll tell you what's the problem, though. Now, we'd have cleaned that up when we was kids coming up. Cleaned it. We kept our own show cleaned up.
Yeah.
Oh, man, if I could have got on a school bus back then. We don't have no prejudice in me. I'm going to treat a black man with the same respect I'm going to treat a white man. I'm going to treat every man on the face of this earth first with respect as a member of the human race. Then I'm going to admire that person for what he's done himself. I'm not going to abuse nobody. But don't push a goon up here on top just because he happens to be so-and-so. I don't care what color he is. Yeah, we'd have cleaned it up. But we don't got that no more. That's like kind of like my brother talking about in Manatee Springs down there. It's a couple old white dowagers, they leading a bunch of colored gender. We always kept our springs for our local gender. Well, we had some niggas every now and then invaded. We'd have some battle royal. One time we had to beat up some, it was up the creek. They outnumbered us that day. We went way up the creek there and got us a sack full of old green walnuts. Put them in there and crushed them good and dropped them in the creek. And when that juice kind of floated down there, we cleaned out the creek. But he says, I just left a scene that happened back when you and Frank, Gurr, and Dunk Howard, and that bunch of boys was around. I mean, it wouldn't happen when we was around.
Who said that?
That's my kid brother's boy was talking. My brother's boy.
When who was around?
When me and one of my old buddies. When we grew up around there, you know, a bunch of wild hoods. I didn't know it wouldn't happen.
You didn't grow up in Cleveland. You grew up in Georgia.
No, I lived up in Georgia. Oh, my gosh. I was growing up, old fellow, known in Georgia. No, I was talking about when I was in high school down there.
Oh, you went to Georgia late.
I went to Georgia after I got through with Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
I was 29 years old. No, I'm 29 now. No, Lord, I'm right 40 years old. How is it yours?
You gotta let me know. Telephone number. I need a telephone number. And the key over your house. And I'm gonna put in a garage.
How do you, what kind of telephone you got out here? Extended, do you want up yonder, or you got a number out there?
Well, this is a different system. That's Bell system. This is Northside.
In case I wanted to call you, I said,
sure.
Give it to me one time, and I didn't ever call. I'll get it for a couple days.
Okay. Let me see. You want the one over there.
And you teach music?
Oh, not much.
Not much.
I mostly just
teach it at home.
In town.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's the measures. Her name is Chief. Oh, she's
now, let's see. What else you want?
Want her number? Her business number.
Okay, it's right here.
Well.
Can you play rock music?
Play yeah, anything. I know how it goes. I used to when I was a youngster, you know. I grew up, I played jazz along with anything else. Because I had pretty good ears. So I never object to the kids playing whatever they want to play, as long as they'll work on what I want them to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, you get that all the time, right? You know.
Yeah, we have to get beyond the pale of life where we look back and I wish we went up that road.
Oh, well.
But that we
a lot of roads to go up.
What system have you got here? Your tape recorder?
Yeah, that's just a little tape recorder sometimes he takes off the program.
Mm-hmm.
He takes my music stuff.
What's he got? Couple of
them? Oh, I was going to play you something. I've got a bunch of things to play you on these little tapes here.
Yeah,
I'll take
Cookie
them off
says you
were
pretty, says you pretty.
I don't know why.
I
don't. He get some of these.
I say, Cookie, is he take your color? I don't know.
Say, I'll be damned if I'm not the worst in the world.
You get that mind professor. That's your mind professor.
See, I've got it down here. There it is. Office. 2046.
Okay, I got it.
You mean to tell me you think your memory is that good, huh?
2046.
Well, if he's moving, isn't he?
Okay.
All right, I'll put in the wash. And
where y'all get your water out to you? Got your own deep well?
Yeah.
Okay.